time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media following the Ravens' win over the Bears on Sunday afternoon.
Okay, good to see everybody. Appreciate you being here. Great victory. Very proud of our guys. Very excited for the outcome. Also, very impressed with the process. Sometimes the outcome you can't always control. I read a great scripture, man. Talked about the battle, the strength of horses and things like that. Some people out there are going to know the scripture verse. It's just escaped me, but it says the victory belongs to the Lord. I talked to the team about that, and we want to give praise and honor where it belongs because these guys kept so much faith in the Lord, and also in each other and the process and being a team and sticking together and handling all the arrows and slings that get tossed your way when you're struggling. By no means does this mean that, you know, things are over. By no means have we accomplished anything close to what we want to accomplish. But this is a really important game for our team. This is really a big game. And Thursday is really a big game for our team, too. And our guys are keenly aware of that. And they'll turn it around tomorrow, and they'll be ready to get to work on the Dolphins down there. But I can't emphasize enough how proud I am of the players and the coaches and everybody involved. I thought our defensive coaches had a great game plan. It was excellent. It was executed in an excellent way by the players throughout the game. And the offensive coaches had a great game plan. I thought Todd was, his play calling was just incredible, on point, really effective. And then, of course, you can talk about all the players, but we'll start with Tyler Huntley right here. I mean, the way he played that game, 116-plus quarterback rating, ran the offense, ran the ball, completed passes, just kept great poise in critical moments, finished the game, the critical drive at the end of the game. I don't think you play any better than that. That was one of those all-time great performances, man. I'm so proud of you. We'll talk about the phone call sometime. But he did it, and the team did it. So with that, what questions do you have?
John, it's been a while since to get that, you know, feeling of winning a game. How was the locker room after
that? It was happy. It was a happy locker room. Yeah, it was a happy locker room. It was a joyous locker room, you know. And it was also kind of a poised locker room, too. It wasn't like out of control. You know, we haven't won a championship or anything else. We won a game. We won one game. A game that we needed to win, and even I, you know, with Derrick Henry on the sideline right after the game, you know, gave him a hug, and he was kind of just like this, and Kyle Hamilton, he was kind of like, okay, you know, but there's plenty of things to work on, you know, so plenty of things we can all get better at.
John, there was that 4th and 5, seemed like that sequence kind of was a decisive sequence in the game. You had a long huddle. It seemed like you were talking about where to go first. You try to draw him offside, get the stout punt inside the 5, and then the Wiggins turnover. What were the discussions like? I mean, were you close to going for
it? We talked about it, and we decided that we'd try to draw them off sides, you know, 4th and 5. We felt like maybe we'd get them. You know, it's not – you don't always get them, but we didn't think there was much to lose there unless you decide you'd rather go for it. It does help a lot if it's followed up with a punt that puts them inside the 5. I mean, that's what you want. If you don't put them inside the 5, if you kick it in the end zone or something like that, it's not nearly as effective type of a situation. But the downside of not getting it was pretty steep. And so we just felt like, you know what, let's go ahead and try to see if we can execute this. Just try to draw them off and then see if we can execute the punt.
Two questions related to Tyler. One, what was your thought process when he became available and you signed him? I know you'd worked with him before, but bringing him back here. And then what led to make the change to have him be the starter today?
Well, to be the starter today, I felt like it was the best thing for our team. You know, it would give us the best chance to win. Tyler does some things. You know, he's a talented player. He can make throws. He can do things with his legs. He was a great spark for us. You know, it just felt like the right thing to do. Nothing against Cooper. I mean, Cooper, great guy and played good football for us. But Tyler was the answer for today's game. We felt like it just wasn't a hard decision. It was we were planning on doing that throughout the bye week and everything if Lamar couldn't go.
John, I'm sure the short week kind of makes it a little tough, and every day probably helps the chances that Lamar can play Thursday. But given what Tyler was able to do today, does that change any of the calculus or sort of risk factor if you have to go without Lamar again?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's great and the way that Tyler played, you know, and I think it gives us a lot of confidence. But we already had a lot of confidence, you know, when we brought him back. I mean, he and I had a phone conversation during training camp, you know, at some point, and maybe it was after training camp. I don't remember exactly when it was. Was it training camp?
It was training
during training camp. And he was actually working out, and we talked about the possibility of this happening. And we talked about, you know what, if it does come to fruition, you're gonna win football games. Could win a football game for us, right? And here we are. You know, it's one of those things that you just really could never predict, but it's the way things work sometimes.
John, you mentioned the defense playing much better today after the goal line stand you shared to embrace with Roquan. Could you kind of detail what his return meant and the steps that you saw in the defense today?
Well, Roe, great leader. Roe, Marlon Humphrey, Kyle Hamilton, Kyle Van Noy, other guys, you know, those are the veteran kind of guys. Cheeto played so well as another veteran guy. How about Nate Wiggins? You know, I go after Nate early. Nate steps up and really, really, really put the pedal to the metal and played great football. Up front, we got pressure. We got pressure up front. Got a few sacks. Mike Green got his first sack. But we got pressure. Got him throwing the ball. I mean, the crazy throw at the end. Golly, you know, we've had some plays like that this year, you know. So that was kind of a crazy throw. But we had him on his heels quite a bit, which was good to see. So the defense, they got the first two drives, and we stood up and we held them to field goals. That was massive. Those first two stops where they were moving the ball, kind of had their game plan, had us on our heels with the run and the boots a little bit, and we get two stops in the red zone. That gives us life. Then our offense steps up and goes and makes it 7-6, and now you got a whole new ball game. And I don't think they scored again until maybe the fourth quarter at that point. So I thought our defense was just outstanding.
Along those lines, Zach Ward said, you know, getting pressure was one of the biggest focuses of the bye week. And how important or significant, just momentum-wise, those two blitzes with Hamilton and Marlon that led to the penalties on the Bears.
Yeah. Great, just a great point. Thanks for bringing that up. I mean, those two intentional grounding penalties were huge. They're like sacks. They're the same as sacks. And, those two blitzes were great, well-timed up, well-executed blitzes. Kyle Hamilton's a great blitzer. Kyle Van Noy is just so sneaky with the pass rush stuff that he does. So cagey, you know. Those are huge plays.
John, I know it's not your main focus right now, but from your perspective, what happened with the miscommunication around Lamar's injury status? And were you unclear on the rule that, I guess, he couldn't be listed as a full participant if he only ran practice squad?
Yeah, the status was pretty much the status all the way through. We were hoping. We weren't going to rule him out before we had to. You know, and I think at the end of the day, it just the conversations that were had, you know, they just didn't feel like the two games in the 5 days would be the thing to do, you know. So that comes back to us. And when you hear that as a coach, that's what you do. So with him not practicing, with the first offense throughout the week, it's just getting Tyler ready to go. And we're going to go play football with Tyler. And if Lamar would have come back, I mean, you know, if it could have happened, as a coach, I'd have put him in there. And Tyler, you'd understood that, right? That would have been the way it would have gone, but he didn't get to the point where I think they felt comfortable with that part of it. The other part of it, I'm not involved in those rules. I don't know those particular rules, so that's that was probably I think in their defense, you know, he practiced a full practice. I think they felt like because he did the same number of reps, it was a full practice. But when you dig in and you read the rule, at the end of the day, it wasn't right. So that's what it was. That's why as soon as we found out, we changed it.
You said they. Who's they? Who makes that?
Yeah, that's in the training room and the PR on the other side. It's not in the football side.
John, do you expect
the medical side?
John, do you expect the
But it's an honest mistake. I mean, it really is an honest mistake. I can tell you this. Nobody's trying to hide anything. I mean, there's no advantage. There's no advantage to be gained, you know, with that. I mean, it was he practiced. His status was what it was. He was questionable. I do think if we'd have had the old status, maybe they would have said doubtful. Maybe, I don't know. But questionable or out. You know, we weren't going to say out because he wasn't out, you know, until Saturday when that conversation was had on the medical side.
John, do you expect Lamar to be available to start on Thursday night?
You know what? I'm hopeful. I'm just going to say that. I'm hopeful. That's just as a coach, what you do is you ask. You might, you know, how's he doing? That's about as much as you do. How are we doing, and what do you think? And then you get the guys ready that are going to play. Then when the guys come back to practice, you put them in there and you practice them. That's how it works on the coaching side. Coaches aren't involved with, you know, statuses and, you know, whether guys play or not. That's not a coaching decision.
So he hasn't been clear?
What's that?
Is that when you say that? Are you saying that he hasn't been – has he been clear?
I don't know what cleared means. He wasn't available for this game. He was declared out. That's the status.
John, there was a lot –
Just Keaton Mitchell, he had a couple inactives earlier this season. Did anything happen over the bye or anything in particular that made you think this was the game to get him involved?
Well, we over the bye, we one of our things, and one of the many things we looked at, we said, we got to tag plays for Keaton. You know, we just said we got to do it. You know, I mean, you want to make sure Derek gets his reps and Justice is effective, but we just said we have got to tag plays for Keaton Mitchell and make sure we get him the ball, and that's what we were able to do. I think he got three plays where he got the ball.
John, you guys have dealt with adversity before in the past, but this week between some of the stories with players criticizing coaches, between the Lamar injury stuff, how tough was it to kind of go and tunnel vision this week and just get ready for this game, and how rewarding, given the difficulty of the week, is today's result?
That's a good question. I appreciate it. Like, it really wasn't – it was challenging because, you know, because we just – you don't win – you haven't won games. And you want to win games, and we understand we're fighting. I was proud of the guys when we didn't win the games. Our guys fought like crazy against the Texans, the guys that were out there, and they fought like crazy against the Rams. And we turned the ball over. You know, we didn't make the plays we needed to make, get the stops we needed to make. But they're fighting and they're competing, so it wasn't hard in the sense of all the outside noise. That wasn't relevant at all. I mean, anything that was said that's anonymously is like it doesn't. It's like it's not even. It's just noise. It's not even a real statement. It's not a real quote. If someone doesn't, if there's no name to it, it doesn't exist the way we look at it. And you talk about the game stuff. The game stuff was like a month ago. Nobody cared about that. And like I said, which the people that wrote it already know. They already know what came from the leadership players, but they haven't reported that yet. But that's where it came from. It came from the leadership players. It was a player's decision to do that. So that was nothing. I was kind of proud of it. When I heard about it like 2 weeks after it happened, I was like, good, great, cool. I haven't been in the locker room. I don't spend time in the locker room. So that's all nothing. That's nothing. What matters is a team that sticks together and fights, even when the division, when the outside tries to divide you, that's okay. You got to stick together and you got to be a family. We're gonna have our hands full on Thursday night against the Miami Dolphins down in Miami, and that's what we're gonna be thinking about. Not gonna be worried about some silly story that gets written, you know, by unserious type of a report. We're not gonna worry about that. We're gonna worry about taking care of our business as best we can and sticking together. You guys agree with that? That's what we're gonna contend with. All right, thanks.